What's up, everybody? This is Belle from Push Radio, and I am here with the lovely and oh-so-talented Terry Tobin. Hi, Terry.
Hey, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you.
Yeah, we've, you know, conversed via email.
We've
chatted online, and it's always great to finally sit down and have a real conversation with someone that you admire, and I do admire your work. So how are you?
I'm good. You know, I live in Arizona, so the weather is unpredictable. So
I've never been to Arizona.
Well, I would say why not, but to be quite honest with you, we don't have the best reputation when it comes to weather, especially in the summertime. I don't blame you. I do not blame you. What I was going to say, though, it's actually cold right now. Like, you know, this time of year, it's gotten more and more, it's gotten more and more chilly. When my son goes to school, it's like 39 degrees outside, and I'm going, what the heck?
Wow.
You know, I haven't had that kind of weather since I lived on the East Coast, but it's really crazy.
So I was reading your bio and saw that you were actually born in Arizona, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was born here, but I was raised in California. And,
where in California?
I went to high school in Ontario, so Southern California.
Okay.
But, you know, I grew up in Pasadena, just like all the suburbs you can name, I probably was there.
Really?
And, it's really interesting because, you know, I was a child when I left Arizona, but all I remembered, of course, was the heat and I never wanted to go back. Oh, I shouldn't say that. The other thing that I noticed was that we didn't have R&B radio. The only time that I heard R&B radio, of course, or that kind of music was in my home. And so, like, I grew up on classic rock and, you know, just different artists like that, which is okay because I love it.
Yeah.
But I didn't really get my taste of what it's like to live in a place where you can turn the radio on and hear R&B music.
Really?
Like Cali. As a matter of fact, that was the first time that I saw Soul Train. That's how bad it was.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yes.
That is so amazing. That's really, really interesting. So
do you ever
infuse your music with the rock and the other types of music that you were exposed to when you were in Arizona? Is there ever an infusion of that in any of your
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Like my music taste is eclectic, you know, studying classical and starting out in gospel with the family and church and having the influence of the Eagles and all those different bands and the Beatles and different artists that I absolutely love for their songwriting and just their chord structure, you know, I try to include all of that. I have a couple of songs that I've written that were, you know, more rock infused than what people would anticipate hearing from me. Haven't put them out yet, but I'm almost ready to.
I'm almost ready
to share.
That's exciting. I would love to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. Because again, all of that stuff is me. Like you know, people say, well, you know, what lane would you say that you're in? And it's hard for me to really say one lane because, you know, no matter what I sing, you know, I feel like it's me. So I'm a soul singer no matter what I do. So.
That is awesome.
I'm open to all of it.
So you went from Arizona to California, and then you ended up on the East Coast.
I did.
Yeah.
So I went to Atlanta first.
Okay.
We moved to Atlanta, and so I got my first sense of being around my people. I mean, that was like the biggest thing for me because, again, coming from Arizona, my people were literally my people, my family. But I never really got to be around a lot of black folks doing something positive. And, you know, that first summer I was there, you know, we went to the King Center.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just in awe of just how beautiful that sea of brown was.
Right.
And we were just doing, you know, we were just having a great time, you know.
Right.
And so that's when I got my first taste of going to an all-black school, and then I got inspired to go to Howard.
Right, the Mecca.
So that following year, I decided to move to D.C. And get into, you know, I got into the music program there. Mm-hmm. And I fell in love with it. I fell in love with D.C. Like, even now, if somebody were to say, you know, where would you like to move back? I would move back in a heartbeat.
Really?
I absolutely would. I love it.
There's a lot
I don't of love talent. The one-way street. Let me be clear. I don't love the one-way street and getting lost. But not that. You know, I absolutely love it. I love, you know, it's a melting pot in a lot of ways, but it's also where, you know, a lot of my people again, you know.
And
don't get me wrong, I love being around multiple cultures, because that's just how I was raised. You know, my family is a rainbow, so but I also love to be around, you know, seeing my people doing great things. I think that is, you know, that's one of the biggest heights for me. Yeah.
There is a lot of talent in the DMV. Like,
oh my God,
I can only imagine what it must have been like as a student on campus at Howard. And I was reading, and you know, you were part of the Corral, and at Arrow and Cy Smith, and I mean, just a lot going. Shy, you know.
That. And the crazy part is, you know, like with Cy, for instance. We performed on a song together. I think she'd already left DC by the time this part happened, but she was on the road, and we hadn't even met in person for years, and we recorded on the same song. Like, we were working in the same circle, but we hadn't met in person for, like, it was a number of years before we finally got to meet in person. And, you know, Eric, all of us were in the same kind of circles, and you know, just being in the practice room downstairs in the Fine Arts Building, that in itself is the kind of thing, like, for anybody, if they want to be a fly on the wall, that's where they want to be. Because, like you said, there's so much talent there with the actors, and, you know, Taraji was there then, too.
Right.
I didn't know her personally, but, you know, you always knew the rumblings of all the people that were... You know, destined for greatness. Absolutely. So it was a great, great experience.
Sounds,
you know,
like,
being a starving student,
it has its
ups and downs, but I wouldn't trade it for the world.
Absolutely. It sounds like it was an amazing experience. So from there you start. Well, there was you took some detours. Right.
I did.
I saw that you were writing and pitching, and realized in the midst of all that, hey, you know, why don't I just do it?
Right. Like, in my heart, I always wanted to do it, but I had been, you know, told that I didn't have the right look you know.
So let's talk about that. Let's pause.
Yeah,
you are beautiful. You have the greatest cheekbones, I swear. But
oh,
have you modeled?
My God. Thank you so much. That's
have
crazy.
You modeled?
I haven't. The only time I've really done, like, photo, you know, shoots has been as it relates to my music.
Right.
And as tall as I am, you would think that I would have at some point found my way to do that.
Yeah.
But I think part of it is, during the time when I came up, not only was it not... how do I say this? Not only was being dark skinned not necessarily the thing, you know, but also I've always been thick. I've always had my curves, and even at a size 12, I was still told I was too big.
Yeah.
So before this, you know, this movement of plus size modeling, you know, before then people wouldn't give you a second look.
Right.
And so, and then it's crazy because I look back at those pictures that I took when I was starving myself, or when I was doing whatever fad diet it was.
Yeah.
At that time, I thought I was fat.
Yeah.
And I look at those pictures, and some of them, I look so malnourished. It's not even funny. So the things that the length that you go through to get acceptance from other people, you know, at that particular time, you know, I think in real time, I really thought that I was not listening to the naysayers. I really thought that I was still, you know, carving my own path and all of that.
Right.
But at some point, it started to sink in. It started to really weigh on me, and I started listening to some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, there was a period in time I didn't do music after being told I was too matronly and I was too this and too that.
Mm-hmm.
And
look at you now.
It's only the grace of God that
yeah.
I'm still standing. I'm still doing what I love to do. You know, I was laid off from my corporate job, and that's really what catapulted me to finally put out Love Infinity. But like you were saying about me pitching to other people, I was at that point. I figured, okay, well, nobody's going to accept me as I am, so let me just stick to being a songwriter, and if something pops off, great, but if not, then I'll just be a songwriter. And like, we were pitching to different people, and I won't say who the people were, but you know, there were songs that I wrote specifically for them, like, because we were in that phase, and they passed on them. Now, it could have been their people that passed on them, but it didn't come to fruition. But during that, I just kind of like, you know, there was a moment where I was like, you know what? Maybe, just maybe, it was meant for me to be the artist of these songs. So it took me some time to finally decide to put it out. And really, thanks to Darla Tobin Blake, like, she was like, okay, so what are you waiting for? You know, just do it. And so we did it. And
you know, when it occurred to me that going back to the whole imaging conversation, the light bulb for me that went off, because I didn't even realize, you're right, it really does sink into your spirit, you know, for lack of better terms, when you start believing the narrative that's pushed about women of color and thicker, dark-skinned women, et cetera, et cetera. When Mary J. Blige came out, I will never forget, when I finally saw her, I was like, oh, well, she's a round the way girl, you know, and people have their own opinions about Mary. I love Mary. But the imaging, and I'm like, she looks like the people that I, you know, like the girls in my crew, you know, they're not really, really thin, and, you know, they don't look they're not of a certain hue and hair texture. She's just the regular girl like me. And so
around the way girl,
when seeing her changed my mind about what you had to look like to be in the industry, is my point. And I think it's really, really important for the Terry Tobins and the Marys and the others to be in the spotlight, so that other little brown girls can see you and say, hey, she looks like me. She looks like my sister. She looks like my auntie. She looks like my mom. Right, and she's beautiful. So I think that is so, so very important, and I love it. And I was looking through your pictures, and I thought, oh my gosh, you should be modeling somewhere.
Aww.
Absolutely should be modeling somewhere. So we've got, you know, Love Infinity, and then you followed. I didn't know you had a Christmas album.
I
didn't know, or EP. Rather, I'm dating myself.
Yeah,
an EP. I didn't know that. Oh my God!
I still say record. So
I didn't know that. That's so interesting. Yeah. And I found you through I heard Free, and I don't even know how I heard Free, but I've been a fan since I heard Free. And yeah. And so I just thought it was amazing. The visuals. I love the. Your voice, of the arrangement, all of it. I loved it. And
thank you so much. Loved it.
and
that's actually one of the songs that we pitched to. That was the main song that we pitched to someone, and she passed. Yeah.
Shame on them.
But you know what? But the crazy part is now I hear it, you know, I can't hear anybody else.
Right.
It's crazy.
Because it was your song. You were supposed to.
Yeah, I mean, I believe nothing in life is by accident. So, you know, I'm right where God wants me to be. So
absolutely.
I don't look back on that time as a negative. I look at that as, okay, I needed to have that happen in order for me to see where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to be doing.
Right.
Yeah.
And so in 2013, we had So Good to Me that came out.
Yes.
And that was followed by Truth Is in 2014.
Yes.
And I love Make Beautiful. That's my jam.
Oh, thank you. That's my jam. I always joke, it's hard for me to pick a favorite song, on any of my projects, because it's kind of like when I finish one, that's my new favorite. Once it's done, it's like having a baby, and, you can't necessarily play favorites on all the babies, but Make Beautiful, of course, was one of my favorites. Being able to co-write it with Cleveland P. Jones was a blessing. And then working with, the cast that I've been working with for a minute, and that's Truth Adams and Sean Ward. And so, I'll just say it, doing the video was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. But, my love interest in the video is my boy, and friends with him forever.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because we, he's massaging my feet. And, after the first take, I was like, oh, we need another take of that, right?
Wow.
So it has its perks. That's all I can say.
Okay. And so now on the 1st of December, you dropped I Know My Worth, which is the lead single from your forthcoming EP. Does it have a title yet?
It does not.
It does not. Okay.
I've been going back and forth. The album, when I did Truth Is, I had a concept. I had the message that I wanted to put out. And I really do feel like I Know My Worth is kind of a continuation of that.
Okay.
But, I just haven't really decided what it's going to be yet. I have it on the tip of my tongue, but I can't say just yet.
Gotcha. Totally get it. So yeah. How does that work for you? How do the songs come to you? Is it, someone writes for or with you? Is it you're driving down the street and you have an idea? Does something happen personally and you think, I need to put this in a song? Do you wake up? I remember reading an article and Jill Scott said it wakes her up.
Yes. Yeah. Sometimes it does. And, I'll be honest, sometimes it does wake me up, but I'm too lazy to get up and get a pen. But I will say, I learned because I was like, oh, I'll remember that in the morning. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you don't.
I use my phone. I use my phone for everything, all my memos and stuff like that. But it can come from various means. Sometimes it's just my imagination. Like when I did Love Infinity, the majority of those songs were about love, which is why I called it Love Infinity. And it sounded as though I had this amazing love life. And I really didn't. It was me just trying to put out in the universe what it is that I wanted for
Absolutely.
Me. The type of relationship I wanted for myself.
Absolutely.
So in that case, it was all just what I felt when I heard some of the songs that were being presented to me. For the majority of the songs I've written, there's a few that I've co-written with other people, but usually I've come up with an idea and I have them. Either I get stuck or I have them, come in and it's like, how about we do this, this, and that? I'm like, oh, perfect, and we'll do that. Mm-hmm. But, I found that a lot of times life imitates art.
Yeah.
And so, on the first album, there's a song called Why that talks about having to explain to your child why the father's not there. When I wrote that song, I wasn't even a mother. I had no prior experience to any of that. I didn't even have anybody that was dealing with that very issue when I wrote it. It's one of those things where I knew I had the pen, but it wasn't me writing it, and if it makes sense.
Yeah.
And it literally came to me from top to bottom. I was at the piano. Everything just came right away. And so I started recording it right away. And it was just one of those songs that happened. There was a lot of songs that happened to me like that. And then you fast forward some years, and I find myself in that same situation personally.
Wow.
So, and it's just amazing to me. Like, it could be verbatim what happened. Yeah. So that's the other reason why I decided I wanted to put positivity out there. Because, it's kind of cute for life to create, to imitate art, but I wanted to imitate the good things.
Absolutely.
So,
Absolutely. whatever your religious beliefs are, I do believe that one truism is that you call things into you call things from the universe onto yourself. I do believe that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Into existence. So you want to be really, really careful about what you say and what you think and what you write, because I do believe it all comes back to you. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And words are power, you know.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to speak life into yourself. And I'll be honest, there are times I don't speak enough life into myself. I speak it into others. And, you know, some of us get used to doing that because you want to encourage everybody around you. But sometimes you forget, like, wait, I need to fill my own cup, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
And pour from your cup, right?
What did you say?
I said you cannot pour from an empty cup.
Absolutely not.
You know, so it's important to take that time and lift yourself. Absolutely. So how do you manage mommy and music? How do you manage that?
Ooh, barely.
No. Yeah.
It's tough. It's really, really tough because even when I was in corporate America, I still had the guilt of you know, having to work the long hours in order for us to be okay. And in this case, you know, I have been fortunate enough to be able to do music full time since 2009. But you know, it is a challenge. Like, you know, my son has special needs, so it's more than just your typical, you know, mommy, I need this. You know,
right.
it requires 100% of my time. So most of the time, I'm recording while he's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I have the ability to do that here at home. Every album you've heard me record has been right here in my house. I record all my vocals, and you know, it's been a blessing because without that, I wouldn't have the time to be able to go to the studio as much as I'm inspired to write. There would just, you know, it just doesn't work that well. But you know, at the same time, because he has special needs, I try to, by example, show him that regardless of what other obstacles you have, it's
right.
all attainable. It's
right.
all possible. And so, and really, without me telling him that, he already says that. Like, he's pretty smart. And so, so he sees the ups, he sees the downs, but he also sees me keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I want for him. I want him to be able to see that life is going to be challenging because we have different things we have to deal with or overcome. But,
right.
you know, we just got to keep pushing.
Yeah. And you're doing something that you love. So that's fulfillment on another level. So, you know, it's amazing how when you're doing things that you love, it all seems to work out. You know,
absolutely. And not only that, my music is also my therapy.
Yeah.
It's just my go-to thing. You know, no matter what's going on in the world or in my life, music always gives me that jolt that I need. And when things are challenging at home, you know, I thank God I have this outlet to be able to do this, because without it, who knows?
Yeah.
How I'd be able to manage everything, because, you know, I have friends and family that say, man, I don't know how you do it. And, you know, I know that if I didn't have any music, if I didn't have any music in my life, which I did have that for 4 years, and I felt like I wasn't living
right,
at that time.
Right, I hear
so,
that. I hear a lot from musicians and artists and DJs and even myself, you know, it's a lifeline. So I
Absolutely.
Totally get it. I totally get it. And I'm inspired, you know, by your story, and I'm sure others will be. When can we expect to hear the full album? Like, is it early 2017? Do you have a release date yet? Or?
Well, I do have a release date, but I can't say just yet.
Gotcha.
But we are shooting for the spring, though. We're shooting
spring.
For the
okay.
spring. Like I mentioned, we're going to be going back to the UK, prayerfully. It's in the works right now for me to go back to the UK. And we're looking at doing that in the spring as well. So my hope is that I'll have it completed by then. and have everything ready to go. Of course, I have a lot of the songs already done, but I'm very particular. And it literally comes down to it. Darrell would be like, okay, enough is enough. It's fine the way that it is. Come on, let's move on. So I'm, you know, a lot of us are very particular. But at the same time, I also want to show growth. Whatever I do, I want to be able to show growth from album to album, from music video to music video. I want there to be a sense of growth. So I just want to make sure that I'm not stagnant, that I'm not just sitting here and just, oh, I'll just give them anything. No, I want it to be something that people can resonate. The message resonates and inspires or makes them dance or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
So I need to make sure that I feel confident in that before I put it out to the world.
You know, when I listen to your music, I feel like you're giving me you. Like some artists, when they sing, it's kind of like they're just singing a song.
Right.
But I feel like when you're singing, you're giving us you. It feels authentic and I connect to it. And some people would call it soul. I don't know what to call it. I just whatever it is, you have it. And we wish you all the best. I'm so inspired by your story, and I'm so excited about this upcoming project. And I love the new single.
I'm excited about that too. I think it's a very important message
and women women of all ethnicities need to hear that.
Absolutely.
And not just women, everybody needs to know that they're worthy.
I feel like that's when I had that song, I wrote it some time ago. Mm-hmm. And just a little bit of transparency here, you know, sometimes like initially I didn't put it out earlier than now, because I was afraid that because I was going through so much that I couldn't necessarily say to the world, I know my worth, if I truly didn't know my worth at that time. And so I wanted to make sure when I put that message out that, you know, I was able to not sell it, but to live it.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I had to get real with myself and like, you know, I'm human.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to fall short of what we want to put out there. We're going to fall short to what the goals that we set for ourselves. And if anything, I needed to use the song to also remind me that by me encouraging others to lift each other up, not only would that benefit the community, but that would benefit me as well. Like we are better unified. We do get more accomplished when we're unified. And so that has helped me to even catapult my own self-worth, you know, status, just because I have relationships with such amazing people and amazing women that, you know, they're all deserving of that light shining on them, you know?
Right, absolutely.
So,
you know, I was going to ask you if you had any parting words for our listeners, but, you know, I've learned so much about you and your mindset and your message and, those kinds of conversations endear artists to me. You know, I think that it's so important that, you know, people get to know, especially indies, you know, because it's hard enough. But I think that, you know, the thing that people connect to is, hey, I'm going through that same thing. I've been in that same situation. I lived that. Maybe I didn't know my worth at a particular point in my life. And so like you said, it resonates. And I think people are able to feel the authenticity, you know, in what you're saying and what you're singing. And, you know, I just know that you're going to continue to go far. I look forward to this latest project. Truly, I do.
Aww.
I really, really look forward to it. And thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit and chat with me for a little bit and let our listeners know what's going on with you. And you have our full support.
Oh, thank you so much. I
now
appreciate
and forever.
You.
Absolutely.
Man, I'm honored to be able to spend some time with you, and I just appreciate the support. You know, it's always, it's like you said, as indies, it's very difficult sometimes to get people to support you, and I like to celebrate those that take the time to do that for me, and so I truly appreciate it.
And I couldn't have said that any better myself. From Push Radio, and I'm here with Terry Tobin, and we want you to check us out on pushradio.net. Her latest single, I Know My Worth, is out now. It's available for purchase, and we're looking at a release date sometime in the spring, possibly, fingers and toes and eyes crossed. Anything else you want to say, Terry, before we go?
No, I just, the last thing I do want to say is, you know, life is now. Yeah. Life is now. That's what keeps resonating in my mind right now, that you know, we keep putting stuff off. And now's the time to live it. You know, we've lost so many talented people this year and so many of our legends musically. And, So, you know, life is now. So let's live it.
Check her out, terrytobin.com. Hit her up. Let her know what you think about this interview. Let her know what you think about the new single. Support, support, support. She is creating what she wants to see. Talk to you soon.
That's right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to another up-close and personal interview with the creators of the music that we love. I am Belle, this is Push Radio, and we continue to respect the artist and the art. Log on to pushradio.net for more information about who we are and sign up for our mailing list to stay in the know. As always, thanks for pushing with us. Talk to you soon.
Just your looks or your curves, your mind is freaking amazing. If only they took the time to see. It ain't about conceit or whatever, you were made wonderfully. So go ahead and sparkle so bright.
You don't have to dim your life for them to shine.
There's enough for everyone to shine. Hold up your light, hold it up real high.
I know my worth.
We can do this thing together. Let the world know you know your worth. Brilliant and you are pure magic. You're stronger than they believe. Without you, where would the world be? Most anything.
It's okay, kid. It's okay, kid.
Go ahead, hold up your light.
You don't have to dim your light for them to shine. There's enough for everyone.
There's enough for everyone to shine.
Share the light. Take a hand. Your value doesn't diminish. Tell them.
Tell them,
oh
my sister,
I know my word.
This is Isaac Newton, and you're listening to Push Radio.